Mark Kalinske is joining us today from Community Living Australia, the local NDIS registered disability service provider. He's come here to talk about something he's noticed that could be a potential opportunity in our regional towns that'll help both the community and those living with a disability. Isn't that right, Mark?
Yeah, look, I guess being a recognised disability service provider across regional SA, we get a lot of people coming to us, particularly from clients and their families, about this gap in the market around therapy support and not being able to get people to come to provide support to them in regional areas of South Australia. So basically, people with disability sometimes need additional specialist support from allied health professionals. So that could be a physiotherapist, an OT, a behaviour support specialist, those sorts of people. And they're just not available in our regional towns. You know, you'd think Murray Bridge is big enough to have those services, and even Mount Barker. But so it's not just the outlying regions; it's the more even the closer regional townships to Adelaide.
Right. So, what has this meant for people such as your clients, for example, who are living with disability?
So they go without. So there's a huge underspend in their NDIS plan. So it's recognised that they need this level of support in their plans and they get funding from the NDIS, National Disability Insurance Agency, to buy these services, but they've got nowhere to buy it from. So they, two things happen. Basically, the local community misses out from an economic point of view, but more importantly, the person with a disability doesn't realise their potential because they're not getting the level of support they need.
So why is that?
So basically, two things. If you have to drive to Adelaide, even like I was saying before, from Mount Barker to Adelaide, that's a 45-minute trip to get there. And it's not as easy to get there for people with disabilities. So getting on a bus is not always possible. And a lot of people with disabilities don't have access to a vehicle, their own cars, etc. And transport isn't funded by the NDIS and they can't afford to pay for it.
So why is it essential for people living with disability to have access to allied health professionals, Mark?
Look, allied health professionals is one of the largest group of registered providers across Australia, and it's because there's a lot of sole practitioners out there and smaller bodies that support people with disabilities. But why they need that access is, you know, even things like, you might have heard in the media around restricted practices for people with disabilities. So there's that. What that means is people with a disability sometimes are stopped from doing things. So an example for that is like I knew of a client that wanted to eat dim sims for breakfast, dinner, and lunch and dinner every day, 7 days a week. Now that wasn't healthy for this person. So what you do is you try to introduce different menus that would have other offerings. So it would be called a restricted practice because they can't get what they want 7 days a week. Mm. So what you need is someone to write a behaviour support plan along with the client, so they understand that this is how we start to build to get to like other foods and have a healthier lifestyle, etc. So that's one area. Or it might be as simple as looking at access to your own home. Do I need to modify the building in any way so someone could get in and move around their own home? Or it might be working with a speech therapist to help people communicate differently. Those sorts of things. So it's really important that we actually fill this gap in the market so people have a better life.
Mark Kalinske from Community Living Australia is with us. So with that opportunity and gap in the market, undoubtedly it would have a big impact on the community to have improved access to allied health providers. But what about the other opportunities, Mark?
Well, the other opportunities, like I said, the economic benefit to community. So, you know, just in the Adelaide Hills itself, there's $22 million per annum that isn't being spent. And basically the feds take that money back and it's kept in Canberra to spend on other things. So what happens is Adelaide Hills misses out on that economic opportunity. People miss out on jobs, etc., in the hills. And our young people coming through, just think about if they could actually study in their local areas and then develop their own business or work for another organisation that provides these services, that money's being spent and the economy's booming in that local township. And, you know, if you look around townships at the moment across South Australia or even across Australia, they need that economy.
And I imagine an organisation like Community Living Australia is keen to be a part of this solution.
Absolutely. Look, we're very keen to work with, you know, and we are working with our communities and councils to try to solve this real problem. And like I said before, work with the educational bodies to see how we could actually provide the education in local areas and keep people working in their local areas. It's really, really important.
If anyone's experiencing difficulty accessing services or utilising the NDIS and funding, is there anything they can do? Can they reach out to you for support?
Yeah, look, we're very happy to work with anyone. So if anyone's interested in becoming a therapist of some sort, we're happy to work with them, but really keen to work with allied health providers. We're very collaborative and we want to support the industry so we can actually support vulnerable people. So all they have to do is contact us on our website or Google Community Living Australia or call us on 85365888.
Thanks, Mark. You have to keep us in the loop with exciting projects and developments. So that'd be great to have a chat with you next month about that.
I'd love to.